Donan Kelly is here again with It Says in the Papers.
Thanks, Gavin. Dingiven, that was Tina Satchwell's maiden name, and that's how her family want you to remember her. The Irish Times headline reads, "Family recover Tina Dingiven's name." It's over a piece by Miriam Lord, who was in court yesterday and who quotes from the victim impact statements. "My name is Sarah Howard. I am Tina Dingiven's niece. My name is Lorraine Howard. I am Tina Dingiven's sister." Miriam Lord watched Richard Satchwell during those statements and notes that only her maiden name seemed to stir some flicker of awareness. Catherine Fegan in The Independent says they weren't the only ones to speak well about Tina in court. Richard Satchwell instructed his barrister to say that Tina was a lovely person. Catherine Fegan writes, still desperate to exercise control, the murderer wasn't going to miss the opportunity to have the last word. And Micheál Martin, quoted in The Star and Mirror, says that the case did take longer than ordinarily to resolve. But he says in response to a question about how long it took to find Tina's body, that he would leave that up to the Gardaí to address. And Micheál Martin is mentioned in The Mail in conjunction with a possible clampdown on social media companies after the lies that were shared after the shooting in Carlow on Sunday. The Mail quotes the Taoiseach saying, "The level of misinformation was shocking. We can't just ignore that. There's a family in mourning right now." And photos from the shopping centre in Carlow appear in the Irish Independent. They show the red and white Tesco logo outside. The letter O has a gunshot hole in the middle, while the red circle is peppered with pellet holes. There are several health stories in the papers today. The Independent says that delays in surgery for boys with undescended testicles could lead them to being infertile or developing cancer late in life. And Inside, The Independent has an explainer on Children's Health Ireland by Eilish O'Regan. The headline there, "Why have children's hospitals come under such scrutiny and will audits make any difference?" And the Belfast Telegraph and Irish News both carry the story of a bogus psychiatrist who'd worked in the north. She's from the UK, but forged a degree certificate from a university in New Zealand, which she used to obtain work as a psychiatrist for 20 years. The papers say a Manchester court heard yesterday that in that time she earned £1.3 million. She's already been jailed for 7 years, and yesterday the court ordered her to pay the NHS £400,000 or face another 2 years in prison. And two good news environmental stories in the papers today. The Independent tells us that Japanese scientists have developed a new form of plastic that dissolves in seawater. They say it can dissolve within hours in seawater or soil and leaves behind no harmful microplastics. While the Irish Times carries news of a new company operating in Donegal using so-called iron air batteries to store electricity long term. They use a process called reversible rusting and store electricity during windy and sunny days to be used during what's called dunkelflaute, periods of still, dark weather. Ideal for Ireland, the paper says.
That's Ronan Kelly. It's 11 minutes past 8.